proclamation number 8345 dated the December 2, 1962. New redemption period. No major spiritual advancement can be expected on this earth any longer. Only a few more people will find and walk the right path which leads to me, back to the Father's house. There will certainly be people everywhere making every effort to work for me and my kingdom, supporting the doctrines of the various ecclesiastical organizations with sincere dedication for me. They will have the goodwill to guide the human being into truth and are successful too when my spirit can work through them as soon as they preach for me and my kingdom. But only few people take the development of Thessal seriously, whose faith in me also includes the belief that they have a responsibility towards me and who therefore consciously live their earthly life. However, most people are and remain indifferent, even if they are confronted by the most powerful speaker. They simply dismiss everything spiritual with a superior smile, because people consider it a fantasy and unreal and are therefore not captivated by it either. But for the sake of the few, the work shall still be done eagerly, because to have saved only one soul from its downfall, to have prevented it from a repeated progress through the earth's creations, is such a tremendous accomplishment that no effort should be spared, since every soul will eternally thank its Savior to have guided it onto the right path. Many people apparently revert back to faith. But greater still is the number of those who fall away and carelessly sacrifice their faith in me and who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ's act of salvation as an act of atonement for the whole of humanity either. And precisely because the belief in Jesus Christ is increasingly declining, spiritual hardship is getting progressively worse. This will finally lead to the disintegration of the earth so as to prevent an even deeper descent into darkness, which shall be accomplished by releasing the spirits which belong to my adversary and confining them again in the material creation. Time and again I tell you that this earth cannot expect a spiritual change for the better, that a new period of redemption will start and that this, at the same time, will be a spiritual as well as an earthly turning point, because nothing which lives and exists on, in and above the earth will remain, but everything will be transformed, a new earth will emerge, and this new earth will start again in lawful order, so that the development of all spiritual substances therein will be safeguarded and the process of return within this lawful order will continue. My eternal plan does not depend on whether you humans believe this or not, but those of you who do not believe my statements will be surprised how soon the day will dawn when the first revelations fulfill themselves, when you may yet witness a last sign from me which shall confirm all revelations of this nature. Especially those people who deem themselves intellectually superior to their fellow human beings deny such last day revelations and thus also doubt the truth of my word, which is transmitted to earth directly from above. Yet who else could make such a specific prediction but he who has every power at his disposal and who is Lord of all the forces of heaven and earth? You can indeed accept his word to be true and certain, for I do not merely speak but also substantiate every event to be inflicted on you by my love, wisdom and power, because this is necessary for your souls which should still call for me in the lost hour before the end. My predictions are not intended to achieve anything but to stimulate your sense of responsibility, by believing that you are soon approaching the end and by asking yourselves whether and how you can stand before the eyes of your God and Creator. You should not believe those who deny an end, who want to awaken in you humans the expectation of changes for the better, for a spiritual renaissance on this very earth that only requires a different human generation which observes my will. On this earth, no such human generation will be found anymore, because the decline of spirituality is continuing, and this alone will result in the end of this earth's era. For the earth is meant to be a school for the spirit, but people's thoughts are dominated by matter and therefore they themselves will become matter again too, which they desire above all else. By doing so they completely forget God who gave them their earthly life for the sake of a specific purpose. And people do not fulfill this purpose, even the earth itself does not fulfill this purpose anymore, because divine order has been completely reversed. The earth has become my adversary's kingdom who wants to prevent the higher development of all spiritual substances. And you, who still believe in humanity's spiritual turning point on this earth, are spiritually deluded. You have no inner enlightenment, you are merely directed by your human intellect to make accusations and to deny divine revelations and to portray them as an expression of the opposing spirit. Otherwise you would know yourselves which level humanity has arrived at, and you would do better to be quiet, if you yourselves cannot believe in an end, than to expose your lack of awareness by allegations which oppose my predictions. Because you too will have to be answerable for this, since you are, after all, preventing people from evaluating their failed life and thus from a return to me, which will have to take place before the end if the soul is to be saved from the appalling fate of repeated captivity in the creations of the earth. Amen.